Good morning, it's Tuesday, June 11th, and this is Slices of Wenatchee. We're excited to bring you a closer look at one of our top stories and other announcements every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. Today, Joseph Hunter knows firsthand the challenges of recovering from opioid addiction. Now, he and other local advocates are more hopeful about the available help for people battling addiction. And later, after a thorough search for an interim director, the Numerica Performing Arts Center in Wenatchee, or NPAC for short, has announced that Katie Grove will step into the role starting mid-June. Before we begin, have you joined Neighbor yet? If not, download the app today and join local conversations about issues that matter. Neighbor is a site just for our local community, focused on facts, not misinformation. Best of all, it's free for everyone. To learn more, visit wenatcheeworld.com/NABUR. Now our feature story. Joseph Hunter knows firsthand the challenges of recovering from opioid addiction. Years ago, he faced a dire lack of resources and support. Today, he and other local advocates are more hopeful about the available help for people battling addiction. However, a grim reality remains. Drug overdose deaths are increasing year over year. In 2022, more than 30 people died from drug overdoses in Chelan and Douglas counties. According to the State Department of Health, fentanyl and other opioids were often the culprit. Hunter told us that the influx of fentanyl is a worsening problem, but also emphasized the community's efforts to address it. Back in 2016, Hunter was incarcerated and unaware of how to seek help. Now, nearly 40 recovery coaches assist those struggling with addiction during their darkest moments. Hunter's role, which began in 2020, has evolved significantly since then. Initially hired to create a peer-to-peer recovery coach program for incarcerated adults in four counties, Hunter now tries to connect people who need help based on mutual life experiences. These coaches provide important connections to resources at a time when individuals may be more receptive, particularly in jail. Outside of incarceration, however, safe and controlled environments for detoxification are scarce. A dedicated detox site has been unavailable in the four-county area for several years. The Center for Alcohol and Drug Treatment in Wenatchee used to operate a detox site, but had to close it due to staffing issues and failed negotiations with managed care organizations. Loretta Stover, the center's director, explained that people needing detox are often transferred to other cities like Yakima, Spokane, or Seattle. Despite these efforts, challenges remain. Stover is working on a new detox facility funded with nearly $20 million, which will double their capacity for intensive inpatient treatment. The process of finding a suitable location is ongoing, with community input being a significant factor. Hunter, Stover, and other advocates acknowledge the existing deficiencies in the local recovery system. Homelessness, addiction, and other medical problems often intersect, complicating the provision of ongoing medical care. Housing initiatives like the tiny homes at the Wenatchee Rescue Mission offer a glimmer of hope. Stover reminds us that recovery is possible. Quote, "We all see the people who don't make it, but we forget about those who do. They're among us all the time." Next, after a thorough search for an interim director, the Numerica Performing Arts Center in Wenatchee, or NPAC for short, has announced that Katie Grove will step into the role starting mid-June. The search for a new director began after former executive director Woody Lotz resigned in December 2023, citing a desire to be with family in Arizona. The board of directors opted for an interim role to attract a longer local applicant pool. They plan to reassess the search timeline later this year. The board, led by chairperson Steve Robinson, had rigorous standards for the position. They were looking for someone with exceptional people skills, experience in team building, a solid background in budgeting and financial matters, and a passion for the performing arts. According to NPAC, Grove fits this profile perfectly. Her past roles at Spring Arbor University, CMI Orchards, Columbia Valley Community Health, and Confluence Health set her apart from other candidates. She has also contributed to the boards of the Pybus Market Charitable Foundation and Wenatchee Pride. Grove moved to Wenatchee from Michigan in 2008. In particular, Grove's focus on storytelling and spotlighting the people behind the scenes has helped foster deeper connections with patrons of the organizations she served with. Grove said she is excited to help NPAC celebrate its 25th anniversary in 2025 and expressed her hope that the organization remains a vibrant center for performing arts for the next 25 years. Looking ahead, NPAC is preparing to announce the lineup for the 2024 to 2025 season. Ticket sales for members will start in early July, with public sales beginning in August. One of the highlights of the upcoming season is the Hot August Nights production of Rock of Ages by Jamie Donegan Productions, running from August 1st to 17th. Thanks for listening. For more information about all the stories you heard today, visit wenatcheeworld.com. the Wenatchee World has been engaging, informing, and inspiring North Central Washington communities since 1905. We encourage you to subscribe today to keep your heart and mind connected to what matters most in North Central Washington. Thank you for starting your morning with us, and don't forget to tune in again on Thursday.